This is episode 2419 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day three of our series. If you're just joining us, you are in the right place. Every week, we explore a theme. Each episode of the series includes a different meditation technique that's customized with the theme. So if you are just joining us, you don't necessarily have to go back and listen to the previous episodes. Each episode is in and of itself a mini meditation for you. In today's episode, you are going to explore one of the most powerful meditation techniques to instantly calm your mind and body, and that is a breathing technique. So I'm going to guide you through a breathing technique to spark your creativity. That is our theme for this week, becoming more creative. And in becoming more creative, you will discover that you develop more tolerance. The more you allow yourself to open up to new people, new experiences, new ideas, new foods, new music, especially if you challenge yourself this week. In fact, you do have a weekly challenge. In every series, there is a challenge. You are on a tolerance quest this week. I encourage you to seek out experiences, people, and situations that you sometimes feel a little uncomfortable with. That can be a way to take your creativity to the next level. When you think about what you do day in and day out in your life, you probably do many of the same things again and again. Even when you think you're exploring something different, I bet it has to do with already acquired interests of yours. So this is a week to really put yourself out there, maybe go beyond your comfort zone a little. This is going to spark your creativity anytime you expose yourself to something new and different. And although there have been a lot of changes in the world, that's not necessarily a frightening or bad thing. That can lead to an explosion of creativity as you reach beyond what's familiar to you and embrace something completely new. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you how to prep for your creativity. That has you going out there, learning something new, exploring, exposing yourself to different and sometimes challenging situations. The second step for sparking your creativity is called the incubation stage. And this is from litternauts.com, an article I read. It's called The Key Elements of the Creative Process. And this is a process they recommend for writing. There's writer's block that some of you may be experiencing. Well, they're for steps to help spark your creativity can also be applied to any kind of creativity you're exploring. So as you go through this incubation stage, this is where you relax. They say it's like being on holiday. Your mind is so full of images, sounds, and all the experiences you encountered. And it takes some time to allow the dust to settle. And this is the incubation stage. When you allow this newness to simmer a little, and you might find that it begins to spark new ideas. So there's the prep stage where you're actually going out there exploring, and then the incubation stage where you're sitting back doing what you normally do, what you're familiar with, and you're letting these new experiences settle. This process can be a little stressful. In fact, with all the new experiences we're experiencing with the pandemic, I was surprised to learn that 1/3 of Americans are living with extreme stress. This has left millions of people like you, like me, trying to figure out how to cope with the ever-increasing pressures from work and life. That is one reason why I started to take a Stello Mint. I like to take my lemon Stello Mint in the afternoon when I'm starting to feel a little fatigued and maybe even discouraged. These are mints that are powered by CBD. You may find that taking a simple mint is a simple way to feel a little calmer and a little more clear-minded as you go throughout your day, no matter how hectic things get, especially as you go on your creativity quest this week. Stello Mints is offering a 20% discount when you go to Stello, S-T-E-L-L-O, Mints, MINTS.com, and enter the code MEDITATEDAILY, and you'll be all set. Let me know what you think of Stello Mints if you do try them. You can send me a message at Mary@SipAndOhm.com or a direct message to my Sip and Ohm Instagram. So now I want to invite you to settle yourself down and get ready for your creativity breathing technique. As you sit up straight, close your eyes and gently elevate your eyes upward. This little tweak helps to instantly uplift your mood. You can feel it as soon as you do it. Straighten your spine as always to keep yourself alert and focused. Notice your mood right now. Name how you're feeling. Begin to notice where you're holding any tension in your body and gently release it. See if you can create space as you open up there. Mentally affirm, I open up to the world around me. I open up to the world around me. Begin to notice your breath. On your next inhale, inhale through your mouth, energizing your body. Inhaling through your mouth is a little more cooling than inhaling through your nose. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as it feels comfortable. And as you exhale, exhale forcibly through your mouth. Hear yourself exhale forcibly. Feel a little more energized. Maybe ideas start to come to you. Again, inhale through your mouth. Feel this cooling, recharging air vitalize your mind and body. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale. When it feels right, exhale forcibly through your mouth. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, opening up to ideas that might be sparking within you. You are so worth slowing down for.